Hello, my name is Haley Kelly, and I am the Arts and Literature Editor of the Delaware, the high school newspaper. And I am here today to talk with the Delaware Valley's Superintendent, Dr. Brian Blom, about the district's 1DV initiative. Dr. Blom, can you tell me about what the 1DV initiative is all about?
Yeah, the 1DV initiative is something that we have been thinking about for a while as an opportunity to align the district's academic and cultural goals into one unified vision. So having a shared approach to all areas of our educational program from kindergarten through 12th grade.
All right. Who originally came up with this initiative?
Having done multiple roles in the district, it's something that I noticed that there was a disconnect between different buildings, different grade levels, elementary, secondary, and I just thought as superintendent that the time was right to try to bring everyone together under one umbrella with a focused set of goals.
All right. How do you see this initiative impacting students district-wide?
The goal is to provide equitable educational experiences for all of our students, and through a process of sharing amongst all of our teachers, we should be able to then have the best practices not just done in one classroom or in one building, but shared for all the students district-wide.
All right. But the question is, why now, and why is it called 1DV?
I guess 1DV is just the way I look at our school district, that we're a large school district. However, we're very passionate. There's a super strong school culture district-wide, regardless of what building you're in. So the thought was that we all unify under that umbrella of Delaware Valley, regardless of which building you're in, that we're all part of the same team. We all share the same outlook and philosophies, and that we come together as one.
Was there any training involved to get the staff and administrators ready to implement this initiative?
This summer, we did a two-day administrative retreat where all the principals, assistant principals, central office administrators went and focused on what this initiative would be. We brainstormed different ideas, we shared best practices from each of the buildings, and then we set common goals for buildings, levels, and our entire district so that we can come into the school year all on the same page and then share that vision with our staff and with our students.
All right. And earlier you said that you noticed that all the schools were kind of disconnected. How do you explain that?
I think that, being a 200 square mile school district, there are different building cultures that are in place, and that's great because every area is different. But we can be different and the same at the same time, that we could have, pride in whatever building we're currently in, but also pride with the fact that at some point when we become freshmen, we all unify together. And starting that togetherness as early as possible, I think will just make us stronger for when we graduate.
And again, this is Haley Kelly here with DV Superintendent Dr. Blom talking about the 1DV initiative. So how did you introduce this initiative to the faculty and the staff?
Before the school year starts, we have a district-wide faculty meeting where all the teachers, all of our staff come together in the auditorium for a meeting. And that's where we unveiled the initiative. We rolled it out for our teachers and let everyone hear the message at the same time.
And how has the staff responded to this initiative? Was it, were they on board? Do they have any concerns at all?
So far, it seems that people are really unifying around the message. We've had a lot of great conversations with teachers who have seen things in their buildings or in other buildings that want to come together and share practices. Someone from Dingman's who says, hey, what you do at Chihola is really cool. Or a middle school who says, we love what the high school does here. Can we talk about how to make that happen? And it's been really great seeing people from across the district want to connect and collaborate with each other so early in the school year. So it's really exciting.
What will it take from everyone in the district to make this a success?
I think it takes everyone recognizing that we're stronger unified and as a team instead of as a bunch of individuals, that we can work better together if everyone's on the same page instead of people doing their own practices, that we're just stronger as a group. And if we all share the same vision with the same process, we can get there in different ways, as long as we have the same end goal in mind.
All right. And what are some of the challenges that this initiative might pose?
I think, like I said earlier, the biggest challenge is both the fact that we're a very large school district with so many square miles, and the fact that we have seven different buildings that historically have been separated, that elementary and secondary have been separated by different practices and different cultures. I think that's the challenge, is breaking down those walls and getting everyone connected to see that we're so much more similar than we think. And we have so many amazing teachers in this district with great ideas that they just haven't had time to work with each other. And now our goal is to provide that time and provide the attention to get them talking so they can share those practices to give our students the best experience possible.
I understand that. And is there anything else that you would like to add at all?
No, everyone's been great so far, and it's something that we're going to just continue to emphasize throughout the school year and really make it our focus.
All right. And thank you, Dr. Baum, for your time, and good luck this school year.
You're very welcome.